TikTok is the social media platform of the moment. But of course, you already knew that because you're so current and cutting edge. Whereas the stars of yesteryear were found on YouTube or Instagram, today they're making little 30-second videos, maybe up to a minute or so, on TikTok. Now, there's more and more players from the personal finance world getting their feet wet on TikTok. Deacon Hayes is one of them. He is a personal finance expert. He's a TikToker. He's also the founder of Well Kept Wallet. He joins from Scottsdale, Arizona, to talk about his participation in this cutting-edge platform. Hello there, Deacon.
Hi, Bruce.
You are not 14 years old. How did you get started on TikTok?
I know. You know, it's funny. It was really at the start of last year, right before COVID hit. And I was like, you know what? I know this isn't for me per se, but I want to figure it out because I create a lot of content about personal finance stuff. And I got on there and I ended up quarantine hit. And I actually started wrapping children's books. So I have a 4 and a 6 year old. And it was like, hey, this was an outlet during quarantine that I could be creative. So that was kind of my first entry into TikTok of like, hey, I'm reading these children's books that rhyme. I thought it was fun. My kids loved it. So that's how I got started.
And you now do TikTok content related to your core beat, which is personal finance. What sort of stuff have you found resonates the most?
Yeah, what I find is that people really, they want to know solid information when it comes to money. And there's so many influencers out there. There's so many people that are trying to sell stuff. And so for me, it was, hey, you know what? Maybe I could create content that is informative, that's educational, that could be funny, engaging. And really, some of the stuff that really took off was the stimulus, right? It was so confusing. Who gets a stimulus? How much? Who doesn't get a stimulus? What are some of the things to look out for if I didn't get a check? So it was kind of like, hey, could I be a, you know, more of a factual, here's the data, here's what to know, here's what to expect. We had one video go viral, which is like 550,000 views, which was crazy, which helped grow it fast, of course. But that was really the start of it, was how could I be just kind of a voice of reason, giving factual educational information about, you know, first the stimulus, then it was about saving money, making money. And now there's this whole crypto craze and trying to figure out, hey, there's so much stuff out there that people don't get misled and don't make poor choices when it comes to cryptocurrencies.
You do present as a voice of reason. There's no music in the back of your videos, at least not the ones I saw. There's no wacky graphics and emojis in your videos. Is this because of a strategic choice on your part or because you really are a dad of a certain age and couldn't possibly find the emojis and the music to support such a creative execution?
You know, it's interesting. I didn't want to, like, you, people often ask me, like, how are you popular on TikTok without dancing or being silly, right? And I was like, well, because I just want to provide value, right? And I think if I provide value and people like it, they're going to want more of it, right? And so it was okay, I'm not going to try to do anything gimmicky. I'm not going to try to follow the trends. I'm really just going to try to say, hey, how can I make quality content that people really want to hear and know about? And so, yeah, so I haven't, not to say that I won't. I did do one video where I talked about what to do with your stimulus check, where I had a conversation with myself. And that was probably one of the funner ones that I did, where it's like I'm playing two different characters, right? And so one is like the person getting the stimulus check, and then one is me, the personal finance expert, saying what you should do with that stimulus check, you know, wise decisions to make. And so that's definitely a trend on TikTok, but it's not dancing, it's not emojis or anything like that.
Given that you're spending more time on this platform, how concerned are you about voices who are talking about money, but without the credibility or the backing? They're trying to sell something or they are perpetuating myths out there.
Yeah. So that's one of the things that drives me, is I really want to kind of drown out those voices and say, hey, listen to reason, listen to factual information, to historical data. Because there's guys out there that pump cryptocurrencies and they'll be like, I like this one because it has the word moon in it. And you're like, that's not a reason to make an investment, right? Like, so I think that it really is trying to be that voice of reason, trying to give people some clear cut. I stayed away from crypto for so long because I was like, oh, this is speculative, this is volatile, like I don't want to talk about it. but now the average person is buying it. So I'm like, okay, I have to make sure that I'm educating people on it. And so it's really just kind of figuring out how can you be kind of that pillar that stands the test of time and says, hey, here's what to look out for. And here's, you know, what you should do instead.
What are the limitations of the form? I mean, the TikTok user is not watching. They're not even watching 4 minutes of content. You're lucky if you keep them for 45 seconds. What do you think the limitations are?
15 seconds. No, it's interesting because I am also a user of TikTok, right? So I started off as a user just to kind of get used to the content, what's on there. And once it starts to know you, it's really fascinating how their algorithm works because it will continue to send me stuff that I like. It's like it knows my brain based off of my behavior, right? And so I think that if the content is good, I'll watch 60 seconds straight through without blinking. But if it's not,
I love how you're calling 60 seconds a badge of honor. Like you're watching Gandhi. The Gandhi of TikTok is 60 seconds instead of what we would have expected, you know, a 4-hour movie to be.
Right. But here's what's interesting about that, because I have a YouTube channel as well. And those videos usually are 10 to 15 minutes, you know, and they're definitely more thorough. But what it forces the creator to do is to provide more value in a short period of time. I think what happens with longer videos a lot of times is they just fill it with fluff to get the length, you know? So it really forces people to be like, hey, how could I make this entertaining, engaging, informative in a short period of time? And so it's like the Twitter of video, right? It's like the short form video.
Well-kept wallet has been your foundation here. What would you say is what's the driving force of Well-kept wallet? What's your mission?
My mission is to transform lives through personal finance education. I didn't get quality financial education growing up. My parents got divorced. They both went bankrupt, had foreclosures, just did not have that background growing up, right? So I was on this mission to educate myself, to look for people who are successful with money, study from them. And then I was like, okay, I've got debt. My wife and I got married. We had 52 grand in debt. We said, hey, we got to figure out how to do this differently. Because right now we got all this debt and we have our lives ahead of us and we want to be able to do stuff. And so we're like, let's put together a plan and pay it off in 18 months. And so that was the impetus of Well-Kept Wallet was, hey, I started this website to share how we paid off our debt, like how I sold an upside down car, how I bought two used cars that were, you know, less than $5,000, like just sharing practical tips that I did to help other people saying, hey, if you're in debt and you're struggling, here's what I did to get out of it. And so that was kind of what started it all, was just our story of paying off our debt and then wanting to do the same, help others do the same.
Now, you got to be honest with me on this one. Do you ever go on your kids' TikTok accounts and watch a whole bucket of personal finance content just to influence their algorithm and ensure that there's something in their stream that is going to be of value in that regard?
That's brilliant.
I know. No, it's genius.
I have it. So my kids don't have TikTok. They're 4 and 6, but they do have YouTube Kids. So now you're making me think, how could I put personal finance content on their YouTube Kids?
Got to do that. They're never going to watch it of their own volition, but if it's served up, they just might.
Right. Yeah, that's a great idea. I'm going to put that on the list.
This is the advantage of having an 11-year-old. I've got some skills. I've got some tricks.
I have a lot to learn from you.
Deacon, I have a lot to learn from you on TikTok. I barely have it on my phone. I've never appeared, but I really appreciate you joining us to talk about your experience on it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Deacon Hayes, personal finance TikToker and the founder of Well-Kept Wallet. He was in Scottsdale, Arizona.